welcome here anymore. I'm taming my inner critic. Allow me to kick you out the door.
Hi, I'm Judy Bray, and welcome to Wild Woman Wisdom. Well, I hope you're having success taming your critic or quieting her or him down. You know, that voice in your head that sometimes tells you what you're not doing right? Well, mine was a little chatty last week, but my latest trick is imagining sending Isabel. Isabel's, that's the name I gave my inner critic. So I imagine that I'm sending her to a spa to chill. And in this case, I'm imagining the spa is Higher Dose in New York City because I've been there and I know how good it feels. So today I have a very special guest who I would definitely say is a wild woman. Lauren Berlingeri is the co-founder of Higher Dose, a new kind of sauna, a new kind of spa, I should say, that uses the power of light therapy to improve your health and mood. And Lauren is a renowned nutritionist and health coach, was the host of one of the most popular viral series, Women Versus Workouts, which if you get a chance to see that on YouTube, you should check it out because she does some pretty amazing things. And when she experienced the power of infrared therapy to help her after her intense workouts, she wanted to share that with others. So together, Lauren and Katie Capps, her partner, a former investment banker, created Higher Dose. Lauren is joining me now to discuss how the power of light therapy improves your health and mood. Hi, Lauren. Welcome to Wild Woman Wisdom.
Thank you, Judy.
It's great to finally meet you, even if not in person, at least virtually here. So this is good. So did you hear my theme song? I'm taming my inner critic. I have to ask, do you by any chance have one of those?
Oh, yes, I definitely do. I have triple Virgo in my chart, which I know a lot about. We are definitely very hard critics. We tend to be hard critics on the people that we love too as well, which in a way has become my superpower, but also something I have to be aware of because I would say I'm very hard on myself, which is, I think, why I fell in love with, you know, health and wellness, because I put so much pressure on myself to feel a certain way. So again, I do think it is a superpower because I think there's nothing more important than taking care of yourself and feeling good. But if I don't keep my inner critic in balance, it definitely can get the best of me. So it's a constant everyday practice to be gentle with myself. And I think that's another reason why I fell in love with the infrared sauna so much, because it was such a gentle form of saunaing. You know, with Women Versus Workout, I used to work out very hard. I mean, I trained with the Navy SEALs. I did NASCAR driving. I did firefighter training. I did anything intense and crazy on the show, and I used to love to work out so much. I used to run 10 miles in the morning, and then I would do Muay Thai at night, and I just had to learn the hard way that that actually wasn't really great for my body. And especially as women, you know, women, we tend to really love to work out, but if we push it too much, it can mess with our endocrine system and mess with our hormones, and I just had a really hard time recovering. And I wasn't sleeping well at night, and my skin was a mess. And when I discovered the infrared sauna 12 years ago, it was the first time that I was able to sleep through the night. I left there feeling calm and relaxed. And, you know, I lived in New York City at the time, so that was almost an impossible feeling. And I saw my skin being, you know, really glowing and dewy. And I was just like, hold on a minute. You know, I get that same, you know, high that I would get from a workout, but my nervous system felt calm, you know, cortisol levels went down, and I felt relaxed. And I just didn't understand why everyone wasn't doing the infrared sauna. And then back then, no one even knew what infrared was. So really, I saw the opportunity to bring this to the masses, because I just saw that it really helps everyone, regardless of who you are and your goals, because it is such a gentle way of detoxing sweating.
Absolutely. Well, I, you know, I'm a big infrared sauna fan. We have one, and I'm in it as often as I can be. You know, it saved me through the pandemic, I swear. I agree with you totally. It's like it really calms you down. And when you have an active inner critic, or you're just an A-type person, you know, just, or a busy mom like you are, you have twins, right? There's not a lot of time to just chill. And I love that about what you two have created. I always love hearing how inspiration strikes. And you just told me, I mean, basically it hit you after having your own experience. And then you met Katie, right?
Yeah, I mean, I was working for a health and wellness startup back then. And, you know, I saw what it took to build a company. And, you know, having an idea and a product is a great place to start. But, you know, having business experience and, you know, experience fundraising and putting together P&Ls and spreadsheets was definitely not my strength. And when I met Katie at the time, I told her about the infrared sauna and she tried it and felt the exact same way. And we made perfect business partners, actually. And I think that's really important when choosing, you know, a business partner is to have complementary skills. And we were very complementary to each other. And you know, I have to say we've been working together for 9 years and we've gone through so much together, but we work really well together and we still do. So that is really helpful.
That's wonderful. And that's great advice to any women out there that are thinking of starting their own business. Make sure it's somebody you really like.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and that your skills match. I mean, you don't have the same skills that, you know, you both bring something different to the party, you know?
Exactly. Yep. Yeah.
So first of all, you must have decided the first thing you were going to do is bring in the saunas. And then from there, what happened?
Yeah. So we launched our first sauna spa location about 8 years ago. That did extremely well. At one point we had 11 locations. We had a very different business model where we did space within a space, mm-hmm. With our first 10 locations, which was a big deal. It really helped us, you know, get the locations open without having too much capital. We did end up opening our first wholly owned location in Williamsburg, which was really great after we did acquire, about $1.2 million in investment 6 years ago, which we still haven't raised any more money since then, which is pretty crazy. But really what ended up happening is we kept getting asked to do these pop-up locations and we couldn't lug around a 500-pound sauna. So we saw these rudimentary versions of sauna blankets online and we ordered them to do these pop-up locations and people loved them. They wanted to buy them. But there was just a lot of issues with the, you know, the models that were online. They had high EMF, the materials weren't clean. So we really saw the opportunity to improve the sauna blanket, which we did. And you mentioned Raleigh Duncan before. He's an advisor of ours. And I would have to say if we didn't have a partnership with Raleigh from Clear Light, we would have never been where we were. But he really helped us put together our first sauna blanket version together. With all of his knowledge around infrared. And we just kept perfecting it and making it better. And when we were on our third version, we, you know, put some ad dollars behind it and started selling them and it just took off. It was crazy. That part of the business was growing about 400% versus our locations, which were growing at 25%. So internally, we decided to kind of double down on the sauna blankets. And then about a year later, the pandemic happened, which we were forced to close all of our locations overnight. And then we saw the sauna blanket just 4x overnight, which is pretty wild. So that allowed us to really focus our time and resources on more products like the sauna blanket. And, you know, most people can't afford a sauna. Right. You know, they're quite expensive. They're quite clunky to own. Whereas the sauna blanket, it's affordable, it's easy to use, it's accessible. So we really saw this as being a better tool to bring infrared to the masses, which was always what our mission was to do.
Well, I love that. And, you know, I think one of the reasons I was attracted to your work because of the infrared saunas. And when I was in New York, I was able to visit one of your locations and it was such a wonderful experience. And I realized that when something wants to happen and it's the time, it does just happen. And this obviously was something that the two of you were meant to do and to grow it. And I'm sure you've had a lot of growing pains as an entrepreneur myself. I understand that. But it seems like right now, how many products do you have? I mean, it seems like, I mean, you're doing really well.
Yeah. So right now we have about 20 SKUs, which is quite a lot. You know, we launched our second product, which is our infrared PEMF mat, about maybe a year after the pandemic first hit. And we really saw the need to bring more infrared products because not everybody wants the commitment of sweating in the sauna blanket, but infrared does so many amazing things for relaxing the body and recovery. So we wanted to create a product that you didn't have the commitment of sweating, but you get, you know, all the amazing benefits of infrared. So we created our infrared PEMF mat. And we layered it with PEMF technology, which is pulse electromagnetic frequency, great, which is a frequency that mimics the Earth's core frequency. It's very calming, very grounding, perfect to go with the infrared technology. And then we also layered that with over 25 pounds of crystal, crystal layers, which naturally, when you heat those crystals, they promote a very deep therapeutic natural form of infrared and also emit negative ions. So it's like this experience of laying on a warm stone in Arizona, and it warms the body, and it's just such an incredible feeling. So that was our second product that we launched. And again, that was something that just took off. You know, we had no customer reviews. It was a $1,000 price point, and we sold out within 3 weeks. So we just realized the demand for more products that helped people feel good. And that really just ignited this mission for us to find other technologies out there like infrared that are so good for the body and make you feel good. And we discovered so many more, like red light therapy was another big one too as well, which that's our third product. We launched a red light face mask, which also has infrared.
I love that. I haven't used it. I want to. That looks to me like something that would go like hotcakes. I mean, women, I would imagine, are buying those like crazy.
Yeah. I mean, most people know red light to be really great for the cosmetic benefits, you know, mm-hmm, increasing blood flow and circulation, downing inflammation within the skin and building collagen. But really, red light does so many amazing things for the whole entire body. What it does is it feeds the mitochondria, which produces something called ATP, which means every cell in your body is functioning better. So there's so much benefits of exposing your whole body to red light, including your eyes too as well, because your eyes pick up on the red light, which mimics the sun going down or going up, which also has all these different hormone benefits for sleep and mood. So we, you know, I always love to talk about the biohacking space, because that was the space that we discovered probably about 7 years ago. And biohacking is a really cool community, mostly male dominated for some reason. There's not many women talking about biohacking, but it's a space that really talks about health and wellness in a different way. Instead of just thinking about health and wellness in a way of preventing disease, they really talk about, you know, optimization and longevity and, you know, how to take your healthy body and make it even more healthier, feel even better. And ultimately, it's a really great prevention tool. And there was just a lot of technologies and products and philosophies within that community that we really fell in love with ourselves and just saw the need to bring it to more people. So that's kind of what's inspired us to bring out new technologies and new products that really complement our wellness tech and ultimately build out rituals for our customers at home. And we really bring this biohacking technology to the masses.
I love that. And I love the series that you did, Biohack Hers, is something that I would recommend to people. Where can people see that?
Yeah, they could check it out on YouTube. So it's just Biohack Hers. And
H-E-R-S.
H-E-R-S. Yeah.
Yes.
We really wanted to also educate because, you know, there's so much to know about all of these technologies and why they're good for people. And it's really our job to educate. I think that's probably one of the biggest things that's missing. If more people knew about these technologies and what they did for you, I'm sure they would find a way to incorporate into their lifestyle. So Biohackers is just this really cool series where we try all these different philosophies and technologies and products that we fell in love with and show it from the female lens and the female perspective and also the female goals, because they're very different than, you know, what men mm-hmm. goals are.
Absolutely. And you know, I would say the key word there for women, I think, is ritual. You said, you know, we're creating rituals for our customers, and that makes sense. And I can see why women would be attracted to that. I want to hear even more about biohacking and everything else that you're doing. This is about as much time as I have for today, but will you come back?
Yes, I would love to come back and deep dive into more of the products and the why behind the rituals and just the education and the community. I really encourage people, if they are at home, to look up infrared, look up PEMF, look up red light, look what it could do for yourself and experiment with these amazing technologies and check out Higher Dose. And I would love to come back and deep dive into any one of them.
Great. Well, we will do that. And I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, education is really where it's at. I mean, the fact that, you know, our television show Healing Quest was on PBS, and people think of PBS as a place that you can go for education. That's been one of our missions from the very beginning. And I've been doing this for almost 30 years. So you have a kindred spirit here, Lauren.
Awesome. I love to hear it.
Thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule. And I know how much you have going on, and it was really a pleasure getting to have this conversation with you. And I'm really looking forward to having more. So have a great week. And for all of you out there, if you're in New York City, they can go in person, right?
We still have two locations open. You can check them out at, we're actually in hotels. So we have a Modern House location and we have 11 Howard location in New York City.
Wonderful. Well, I highly recommend it, because I did that when I was in New York. And actually, it was one of the first things I did after I arrived, and it really helped me with the jet lag and everything else. Well,
there you go. You were biohacking.
I was biohacking. Well, thank you so much for being with me today. And we will catch up again, I hope, very soon. Next time, maybe I can have both you and Katie on the show. I've been speaking with Lauren Berlin-Gary, co-founder of Higher Dose, about the power of infrared light to heal. Well, if you're in the New York City area, you can visit their spa in person or check out everything they have to offer online at higherdose.com. You can also check them out on our websites, healingquest.tv or wildwomanwisdom.org. I'm Judy Ray, and that's my show for today. Please follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Wild Woman Wisdom. Have a great week and kick your critic to the curb.
I'm taming my inner critic. You have no power over me. I'm taming my inner critic. Knowing my worth has finally set me free.